This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show, the Hella Mega Tour. August 27th. It's a Friday night. Oracle Park. It's Green Day, it's Weezer, it's Fall Out Boy, and this is your chance to win tickets. Text the keyword MEGA, M-E-G-A, to 20357. That is a special contest text number. Don't text it to Vinny on the other text line. This is right. A special new one, 20357. MEGA is your keyword. And you've got a chance to win a pair of tickets for the Hella Mega Tour. Green Day, Weezer, Fall Out Boy, Friday, August 27th, Oracle Park. Message and data rates apply. Mega to 20357.
I'm there, dude.
I'm with you. See you there. Meet you there, buddy.
Mm-hmm. All right. The other line that we were talking about is the text line where you text us your comments or compliments or feelings, whatever we've talked about today. And there's always... it's always appreciated, and there's always plenty of it. So let's just jump right in. In the restaurant biz, says 510, we refer to Yelp as hurtmyfeelings.com.
Oh, goodness.
Bad review is going to hurt you.
Yep, it is.
I mean, look at the amount of people. Coco just said she looks up a restaurant before she goes.
Yeah. But I also, like Sarah said, I take it with a grain of salt. Like, if somebody's complaining, it's usually you can kind of tell, well,
they
it
seem
was probably you.
Yeah. Right. The fourth time I called for room service at 3:22 in the morning, they were very short with me.
Or some of the demands that I requested this and I never received it. It's like, well, that was a little bit ridiculous.
Yeah. Like, you're asking a lot there.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever written a review?
No.
Sarah, have you ever written a review?
I never have.
Bryn, have you ever written a review?
Mm-hmm.
What did you review?
A few things.
Was it a mean one?
It was. I wrote good and bad. I started writing reviews just for random places I was going to. And a lot of them were good.
Huh.
It just felt like it. It felt like joining the club. I have a Yelp, but I usually look at it just to see the ratings and whether or not I want to eat there or not. But now... I mean, I have a few. I stopped.
I just don't have the follow through on something like that. I got served a burger at a place we used to like to go, and it was raw. Like, it wasn't. I mean, it had been put down on the grill, but it was uncooked meat, and it was put in front of me, and I picked it up, and I took a bite, and I saw the inside as I was, and I and just pushed it aside and was like, I am going to write a review. I'm going to make sure people know. And then before I even got to my car, I was over it. I didn't eat the meal.
Right.
And I gave it back to them and said, no. They go, oh, well, let us make you another one. I don't think I'm going to eat again for the rest of the day. Thanks.
Yeah. Vinny, you have very strong reactions to things. Can you put this back on for a minute?
I still never wrote.
Right. Well, they offered to fix it.
And
so I guess... That
was nice of them.
Yeah,
and I didn't. I haven't said their name now, and I didn't write a bad review. And I'm sure, just like you said, there were plenty of people who would go, just another minute. That's all it needs.
Yep.
It needed like five more minutes, though. This was uncooked meat.
Yeah, there's nothing like biting into a raw burger. It's just, the first second you're like, oh, it's so soft and tender. And, oh, because it's totally not cooked.
Right.
I get it. It's gushy. Great cushy meat. That's what I want.
No. Yelp is awesome. Unsolicited reviews of your business. If you don't pay attention to them, you are not smart. Listen to what people say and make your business better. And you don't have to pay them a penny.
Okay.
From an employee at Yelp.
Love Yelp.
I don't know. I mean, I guess you're right. There could be, you know, important improvements that are made through that. Sure.
Oh, I'm sure some of the bad reviews are in fact accurate.
The most surprising part of that egg conversation is that Sarah has eaten at IHOP.
Why is that? Why?
IHOP. What's the matter with IHOP?
What's wrong with IHOP? I had to meet, I think Bryn and I met at this leather place I go to in Burlingame. And he's
you
like,
went
oh.
to the leather place in and San Bruno.
Oh, that's what it is. Uh-huh. San Bruno. And I said, hey, like, do you want to have some lunch? He goes, yeah, there's an IHOP right by there. I'm like, great, let's go.
We had dim sum the first time, I think.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yep. Mm-hmm. We went to South San Francisco the first time. I'm like, I'm in your neck of the woods. Let's meet.
Yeah.
If and I was going to be in Santa Cruz, I'd be like, hey, you know, you want to go meet someplace, Vinny?
And I'd say, well, nah, I'm in the park with my kids.
I'd be like, all right, I'll meet you at the park. You want me to pick up some hot dogs or something?
Oh,
what do you guys want?
All right.
What does that mean? What's a hot dog? They
serve
those in huts?
Uh-huh. 408 says, both myself and my husband are engineers here in the Bay. I make less than 100K. He makes more than 300K.
Ooh.
Well, as a family, you're doing well then.
Yes, you are.
I started PT yesterday after throwing my back out 3 weeks ago. They must be in high demand to wait so long and worth every penny.
Yeah, John used to go to physical therapy. He just loved the chick so much. Oh. Zaina. She says that she cured his hips. I was like, don't tell me everything. I don't need to know.
I don't need to know everything. She cured his hips.
We thought he was going to have to get a hip replacement. And he went to Zaina for a few months, and he's like a spring chicken again.
Oh. Lube those hips right up.
Lube those hips right up.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Yeah.
I had my frenulum lasered. This is, this is a mess is what it is. I had my frenulum lasered off when I was 14 because it was attached right at the top of my front teeth and would most likely start pulling my gums up as I got older. I'm 37 now, and it's never grown back. My tongue was also on a short leash, and I'd wish they'd done that one, too.
That's a thing, right? Isn't that called tongue-tied? When your frenulum under your tongue is... They'll cut that on babies sometimes. Their tongue is too firmly attached.
Oh.
I think that happened to us.
Oh, really?
Why does that sound familiar? Because I think it happened to us, yeah.
Oh.
And I remember being a kind of bit like, I don't want to. Don't cut her. Don't.
You got to free the tongue.
I know.
Maybe that's why the girl with the braces had to get her frenulum cut. The one on because yeah. you have a bunch of these frenuli or frenula, whatever they are. Got them all over you.
Is it still sore, Sarah? Or
it hurts. Yeah. Oh, okay. It's much, much better. Yesterday it was just like raw. I mean, I sliced the thing in half and it was just pouring blood out of my mouth. Super great for everybody else at the table who's trying to eat, but
they cut the frenulum in babies to improve breastfeeding.
Under the tongue?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Oh, they're saying that the term is tongue-tied. My granddaughter got her bottom frenulum clipped soon after birth. They call it tongue-tied, and they do it to release the tongue.
Hmm. Huh. Well.
Yikes.
I wonder if that grows back, too.
Well, I have mine.
Under your tongue?
Yeah.
You got yours clipped?
I don't know, actually. I'll have to ask. I just assumed.
408 says, yeah, I looked up frenulum yesterday and ended up seeing wieners. Thanks, guys.
Yeah.
No way.
Well, we said that it was on wieners, too. It really is just a ridge of skin that attaches. It's sort of like a tie down. Keeps it from getting all crazy.
Plural is frenula.
Frenula. Mm-hmm.
Good morning, Alice fam. On I-5, driving to L.A. from Santa Rosa. Thanks for making this boring ride more exciting. Love, Lena and Ali? Or Ali?
Oh, fun. That's the nice thing about being able to be streamed on the Odyssey app is that you can listen to us live wherever you might be in the world.
I think that's Lena and Ali. Anyway, hey, guys. Hope the drive's going good. Yeah. Stop and...
Kettleman City.
Kettleman City and have a burger.
With Vinny's friend.
Yeah, my friend might stop by and
then is that one of your friends down there in Kansas
City? Ask you
City?
For some gas. At the time, I thought, oh, super, I'm catching COVID as I pay this man to leave.
Yes,
great.
Please go. Did you give him money?
I did. I wanted him to leave. Yes, I was trying to get rid of the guy. Absolutely. He knew what he was doing. And man, I've never seen anybody appear out of like poof.
It was like behind magic. The gas pump, obviously.
Where'd this a guy mirror. Come from? What the heck? Hey.
Vincent, is that one of your friends?
Yeah.
Let
Sandra.
Get out and say hi.
Vin, you're right about young kids knowing LGBTQ is normal. When I casually talk about my good friend and her wife and their travels, etc., my 9-year-old granddaughter doesn't even bat an eye. Completely normal, and I love it.
It is great.
Yeah, and I think that that's super normal. Like, one of my kids' best friends, her mom is another mom. There's two moms.
Two moms.
Yeah.
A two-mom family.
Yeah, they have two moms. That's weird. Her mom is another mom? No.
Her mom is married to another mom.
Yes, there's two moms there, and it's nothing. It's not even. It's awesome. Right. It's not
because it is nothing. It's a completely
right.
normal.
You
facet
think nothing
of sexuality,
exactly.
And it's not a big deal. And luckily, more and more people are coming to find that out. Oh my God, it's not going to hurt me. It's not going to change me. Oh, it doesn't even affect me in any way. I should shut up and mind my own business. Huh? That's crazy.
510 says old lesbo here. Cisgendered
hey,
female. What's cisgendered again?
It means that you think that you are what you were born, right? Cisgender?
I don't know. That's why I asked.
If you're born a woman, you identify as a woman, whether you're gay or straight.
Okay.
I think.
Even within the gay community,
I want to find out.
Historically, you could only be butch or femme. I love that the younger gen is challenging the binary. More power to them.
So does that mean that a cisgender lesbo is more femme? I don't know.
Cisgender, I've heard of it, but I kind of forgot. So basically says denoting or relating to a person whose sense of personal identity and gender corresponds with their birth sex.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So she feels like a woman and she
yes.
just happens to be a gay woman.
Yes, and then there's another article that comes up about the difference between cisgender and straight. They don't mean the same thing.
Okay.
I never read that yet.
You know, it's been a long time. I have to look. I'll skateboard down the street later. There was a lady who had a bumper sticker on her car that said, gender is dead. And it's clear that this is what she was sort of talking about, that there's a lot of people out there.
There's a lot of fluidity in this.
Right.
More than I ever imagined.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Our generation dipped our toes into this when they came up with the term Ms.
Oh, I thought that was more like, why do I have to be somebody's Mrs.?
I don't know.
I don't want you to call me Miss or Mrs. I'm just like Mr., which applies to any man. I want to be Ms.
Yeah, I always get so confused by that when I was a kid.
It was like a feminist thing, I think. But what the hell do I know?
So cisgender is basically what Sarah said is... they break it down and basically say if you identify with the gender that you are assigned at birth, so
your physical body is female
Then
or has female genitalia and you identify as a woman.
Yeah, then you are cisgender.
Okay, so I'm cisgender, more or less, because I really do. It would be great if I could have a wiener for just like to try it out. You know,
I just think like if you have to like make a pit stop and you can just go to the bathroom wherever you want,
God,
that would just
so
be
great.
So nice.
So great. Just a hose. I got a hose. No problem. I'll just hang it out the window. You don't have to slow
down.
It's not as easy as it looks. We make it look really good, but it's
you guys really do show that thing off to its best light. It seems amazing.
Yeah.
No wonder I'm so jelly.
You are right to be jealous, but it's harder than you think. Maddie says 510. Maddie's just another out of touch boomer that needs to move over and stop having a platform.
Yeah. Okay, boomer.
Unfortunately for Maddie, he may have just gotten himself moved to the oldie station. Like, that may be where he ends up next time.
Old man on the back porch. Old man on the back porch. And then old man is me.
should say, and that old man is Maddie.
Where's that song from?
Presidents of the United States of America.
It is?
Yeah.
I never heard that.
It's on that first record, the one with all the hits on it.
All the hits.
All the hits. I was like, oh, you got to pull that out. Old man on back porch. Old man on the back porch.
I like it.
Yeah, I like it too. That's a great record. I love that record. That's still in heavy rotation in my house. Play the Presidents.
I grew up, it says 559, I grew up on a big ranch and I'm a full-on tomboy and a woman and a mother. Does that make me non-binary? They're actually asking.
I don't think so. I was a tomboy growing up too. But you identify as a woman. I mean, if you identify as a woman, if you feel like a man, I feel like a woman.
If you do not identify with the gender you're assigned with at birth, you may find that you're transgender, non-binary, or gender non-conforming.
Mm. You know, I'm not sure if I'm any of those things. I definitely was resentful of my period. I hated my boobs. I definitely would love to have a wiener. Maybe I'm just deluding myself and I'm not cisgender at all.
Why'd you hate your boobs?
I just didn't want any big boobs. I was a horseback rider.
And, oh, yeah, that makes sense.
And they, frankly, I was like, that's a huge pain in the ass.
Mm-hmm.
You know, anything where they're jumping around all the time. You know, that's not
good. Would they go lopsided like that?
Did you like that? Did you like that?
Now they're both doing it. Okay, well, seems to be catching like a yawn or something. 707 says, I used to listen to Maddie too.
How funny. Yeah, well, listen, that guy has been a staple in Boston radio since the 80s, the early 80s.
Mm-hmm. I love years. A rainy night is Eddie Rabbit, Sarah.
Okay, sorry. I'm sorry about that. I actually group in Eddie Rabbit, James Taylor, and Jackson Browne. They might as well all be the same guy.
Oh, jeez.
As far as I'm musically speaking, I would always guess the wrong person for that.
No, they don't give sleeping pills for sleep studies because they're trying to assess your natural sleep pattern.
That's funny.
Six studies done, and trust me, there's no pills.
Oh. All right. What happened with your... How come you had to go back six times? Write us back. Are you on like one of those CPAP machines now? And are you... Is it helping? Is it working?
Send us an email. You might need some advice.
Yeah. Like, we're super qualified to give that kind of advice. Yeah.
Oh no.
Uh-oh.
People think it's funny you used to really love the smell of cocaine.
Why is that funny? It was not funny. It was a terrible... I made some terrible life choices in the 80s. But one of them was not listening to Maddie in the morning on Kiss 108.
So weird. He's been the whole time on that one station.
Yeah. Well, listen, we're pushing 25 years on this station, which is, it's not 40 years, but still, it's a lot.
And I know
time.
It's rare, just that is rare.
Right.
But, you know, there's another example of it.
There's
big
another
market.
Set of guys that have been in that market forever, too. Like, has kind of a history of long-running shows. I can't think of the name. My dad was just so into them. Like, all through the 70s, I was listening to them. They were still on the air when we were working here, so I'm not, like, Larry and...
Larry.
Or like Lawrence and Eddie. So.
Well, ask your dad. Let's give him
dad,
a plug.
Mom, Dad, can you guys write? I can't remember the name of them now. They're probably retired by now. I mean, they seemed old when I was a kid.
I don't know if this could be true. An ex-boyfriend of mine hung out with that CSI guy on some crazy drug night in Vegas years ago, probably when he was just getting into his drug downward spiral. I don't know what the guy's name is, but the guy, the really good-looking black guy that was on CSI ended up losing his gig. And as they're rebooting it, you say? I didn't hear his name in there.
No, his name was like Gary something, or maybe his name was Gary on the show, but he was a good-looking guy, and he and I think the Hodges guy were a team. Hodges might be one of the lab workers, though. They had a lot of
That's
good
what
people.
Someone wrote in, for oh, sure. Okay. Hodges is a tech in the lab.
Is he the one who had he always had the flip down glasses and stuff? He had all
I don't
these...
remember that part, but I do remember him now, and I think he eventually worked his way into the
he
field.
He wanted field work, right.
Anyway, we're completely out of time, but thanks so much for sending texts. We'll be back to say goodbye
Sarah
after these.
And Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thanks for joining us this morning. What a fun day of radio this was.
You bet.
And a gorgeous day outside, so get after it today. Maybe a quick walk at lunch or something. Eat your lunch outside.
I think I'm headed to the, I'm doing the park today. The wind yesterday, the nuking wind on the beach yesterday became like it chased us out of there. It was a problem. So we're going to go hit the park today.
All right.
Me and my girls.
Well, stick around with Alice all day. As you heard from those people who are driving down on the 5, you can take us wherever you go. Just leave us on, leave the stream on. Never turn it off, only ever just down. And if you can, pop in a little later today, too. Just give us a couple extra minutes. Whenever you can. Just whenever you can. That'd be great. Don't forget we're doing a secret show tomorrow. Ooh, I'm so exciting. It's also the last day we're doing the Hello Mega Tour tickets, and we're going to do them at 8 a.m. instead of 9 a.m. tomorrow. So a heads up on that. We'll be giving you the code word an hour earlier than we have been. V-Hale's up next. Let her rock you through lunchtime, and then our Janie will be on. We're on 24/7. See you tomorrow morning, Friday.
Thank you.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.